everybody. Hope you're having a great Monday. Here we are, engaged, having a day. I'm Pastor James Levesque with a raspy voice today. Been preaching all weekend. Want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. And wow, Friday was monumental, man. It was historic. We haven't got to do a podcast since, obviously, this historic Supreme Court ruling, which, man, I think is going to have incredible implications beyond. But let me just start here. I was in a meeting probably 2 months ago. And, you know, it was some donor of a big ministry, this big donor, and a minister friend of mine said, hey, can you come and help me, you know, come to this meeting? And typically what happens when people give a lot of money, they start to, like, try to have a say in the ministry. Not going to happen. And this person, although their heart was really pure, I mean, right, they were happy for my ministry, friend's ministry, but they wanted to change things. And then they started turning their attention on me and talking about, you know, the problem with you guys is all we need is unity. We just need unity. We need denominational lines to end. We need unity in the body of Christ. We just need, and you know, that was their thing, man. That's all they wanted to talk about. They didn't want to do what we were doing. And in this aspect, not what my friend was doing. They just wanted unity and everything to be around unity. So I finally interjected and I said, look, it's not going to happen, man. It's not going to happen. We're not going to have unity like that in the body of Christ. That's just not where we're at. And I said to them, the reason we can't have unity in the body of Christ is we can't all agree that abortion's murder. We can't agree that killing babies is murder, which most faiths for years, that was not even a questionable thing, right? You want us to have unity, but there in this weird seeker-sensitive Christianity that we turned into, we can't even agree that killing babies is murder. Like, that's crazy to me. And they got it, right? They got it. And I walked away thinking it's just crazy. Like I'm not that old, but I'm old enough to remember conversations like, abortion isn't our only issue, right? I remember being a young Christian and voting and being like, dude, is this the only thing we care about? Which is good enough. My point to you is we've come from a place in my lifetime, and I'm 42 years old, we've come to a place where we went from abortion seems clearly to be the most important thing on our life to, like, you got straight up a lot of believers thinking that it's wrong or trying to defend somebody's rights. Come on, man, stop. If a woman gets murdered while being pregnant, it's a double homicide. If you murder the baby, it's a medical practice. It's the weirdest thing I ever heard, dumbest thing I ever heard. And so it's not political. This isn't edgy, guys. Nobody thought that abortion was okay ever until maybe the last few years when it started seeping into Christianity. And when that happened on Friday, I mean, you knew there was rumblings of it possibly happening. But the bottom line is something really did change. And I don't mean, like, I do get that it's passed down to the states. But when you have generations praying to overturn this, when you have movements praying, when you see stadiums filled with people praying for this to end, and God answers that prayer, that's incredible. It's incredible. And I can tell you, I feel like things have really, I feel a difference. I do. And I think we're going to see more of a momentum. It's got to be connected. guys, we can't believe that murdering a baby is okay, and then like cry out for God to, you know, bring revival. It just, you can't do that. And there's a lot of ministries, unfortunately, who would have thought, that are really coming under fire because A, they're dead silent. B, they're actually against it. Who would have thought? Some of the greatest worship movements on the planet are against what happened on Friday. But aside from that, it's a win. And I'm going to tell you this. You need to keep praying. You need to keep believing. It's a reminder to us that promises sometimes take a while to be answered. In this case, up to 50 years. But you don't stop believing. You don't stop praying. And, man, I don't know. I think some believers are using this as a political thing to get attention. It's sad to me. The bottom line is, it's a huge victory. And it's a reminder that we need to be possessed with a promise. That you and I need to live on this earth expecting, right? And obviously all of our expectations are not going to be linked to, you know, laws being overturned, but it will require you to believe. And I do think we live in a day where, you know, people want, they desire something and they want it to happen right away. They want something to happen that day or that afternoon. It just doesn't work like that. If you've ever lost a lot of weight, I actually talked to somebody yesterday, they lost 250 pounds, gained it back, and lost it again. I was like, wow, man. I've lost 100 pounds in my life, and gained it back, and trying to lose it again. Here's what you need to understand. You didn't get there overnight. And there's not a miracle cure for health, as far as losing weight. Some things take time. We just live in a generation that wants the results tomorrow, right? You didn't get there tomorrow. And when it comes to promises, we're going to have to believe. And we're going to have to lock in and not waver in our prayers, not waver in our faith, and just believe that God's going to move. I'll tell you this, we just came off, my goodness, probably some of the most incredible meetings we've ever had, ever. In New London last weekend for our Summer of Fire. And the words that the Lord brought forth were just incredible. Lives being changed. People coming in off the street saying, I have a demon, I need to get delivered. Miracles. Just amazing stuff. One of the things the Lord told me was, we're in a defining moment right now. And in the next 90 days, I believe, if we lean into heaven, fast and pray, we're going to see like promises we've carried for years come to pass. That's what the Lord told me. And many of us are fasting. Many of us are believing God. But whatever that looks like to you, lean in, right? Lean into what the Lord's doing. And I believe we're going to watch such a turnaround in our lives. We're in a moment. And I don't believe we get these moments again. I don't believe some of these moments we're living in are repeatable. I think they're moments in time that we're going to look back and go, man, God gave us an opportunity. God gave us a window. So today, what are you believing for? I was in the presence of God two nights ago, and I just opened up a notepad and began to write all the things I'm believing for. What are you believing for? Put something in front of you. Put something in front of you. Let's believe God, seek his face, lean into heaven, and watch God move. We are being given a window of grace right now that, I mean, in general, we need to go after some things. Believe, get encouraged from what happened on Friday, and spill this thing over into our lives too, saying, God, what do you want to do in my life? What am I believing for? And I'm telling you, in the next 40, or really the next 90 days, what are you believing to see different in your life? What do you want to see different in your life in the next 90 days? It's time to get alone with God, believe him, lean in, write these things down, and begin to contend. That's fasting and praying. That's making room for God. That's spending more time in the word, let's make room for some of these things to happen. And I promise you, in the next 60 to 90 days, your life will be significantly different. And so that's it for today. That was my thought. I was really encouraged off the heels of what happened on Friday. Forgive my voice. It's coming in and out, but I'm going to be resting it. We love you guys. As always, thank you for rocking with Engage. Have a good day. I'm out.